Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a disturbing development in the Congress. The United States has promised, as it should, to replenish Israel's Iron Dome defense. That's the anti-missile defense that saved a lot of lives in Israel and among Palestinian people. In this last war during the summer of this last military conflict. The promise is for $1 billion to replenish the Iron Dome defensive anti-missile system. When it was introduced as part of the ongoing budget resolution, the progressives in the House, some of them, the Squad and others, said they wouldn't vote for the whole budget if that were in it. Shamefully, they did that. So it was taken out of the budget. Then Nancy Pelosi put it in as a standalone piece of legislation, and it passed 420-9. Nine people continued to vote against Israel's being able to defend itself. What had happened is from Gaza, there had been launched, 4,128 rockets, paid for and supplied by Iran. Iran, where the people walk down the street shouting death to America. They're consumed with hatred for Israel, our allies, and Europe, and the United States. There are something like 10,000 rockets left in Gaza and 130,000, believe it or not, in Lebanon. Hezbollah, also a client of Iran. Hezbollah, the ones back in the 80s who killed several hundred in a suicide bomb, several hundred, I think about 240 U.S. Marines. So there you have it, and there's Israel right there, and the Squad and the others block Iron Dome. So in any event, it passes the House because Pelosi puts it as a standalone, passes 420-9, all the Republicans and virtually all the Democrats voted for it, goes to the Senate. There's a malignant tumor in the Senate. Well, there's several of them. Cruz is one of them. Rand Paul is another one. There's a lot of them, frankly, probably half of them. In any event, Rand Paul lifts his pinky and he goes, I'm going to put a hold on it. Rand Paul and his father have been bitterly anti-Israel their entire careers. His father, Ron Paul, was the worst, but Rand Paul is pretty bad. So what you have is a coalition. So it hasn't been funded because Randy Paul, one guy, holds it up. Now, I got news for you. We do not want the right-wing QAnon right, anti-Semitic right in the Senate or anywhere else running America or affecting our foreign policy. And we do not want the Islamo left, also with a strong anti-Semitic tendencies, running our country and affecting our policy. We're not going to tolerate that. So, the disturbing thing to me is Schumer, Chuck Schumer. Now, Chuck Schumer is a senator from New York. I met Chuck Schumer, like Chuck Schumer, a talented guy. All he had to do was put it for a vote, and a vote would also have to override Rand Paul's objection, and I think most Republican senators would have voted for it. All the Democrats would have gone through. Schumer didn't do it. He let the Senate recess for 10 days. For what? What, to take the vapors or something? I mean, these people aren't even up for election in November. That's the following year. What, they want to go home to pumpkin? What is it with these guys? What, they can't do one vote? I think what Schumer, it's a deep game. I think what's happening with Schumer is he's up for election next year. He's desperately afraid that AOC will run against him. AOC initially voted against Iron Dome, then she withdrew it and just voted present and then burst into tears. Shameful display. We don't want somebody like that in the Senate. And he's afraid that he'll be hit on the left. So he's given them a 10-day fig leaf of some sort, 10-day little, token. You know, look, I'm real tired about this. I really think it's time we had people stand up in the leadership in the Senate and the House and go, look, we are not going to put up with an anti-Semitic fringe in the House or the Senate, however they disguise it. We are Americans. We are going to run our own country. And we are not putting up with that. And quite frankly, a good, strong policy in the Middle East has paid dividends. The Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords. And I'll give credit where it's due. That happened in the Trump administration. He moved the capital of the United States. I shouldn't say that. He moved the embassy of the United States to Jerusalem. People didn't like it. Too bad. He just was unceasing in pressing the Arab countries, the Islamic countries, to recognize Israel, and some did. The United Arab Emirates did. Sudan did. Morocco did. Bahrain, some of the others. Their reasons were mixed. They were all basically Sunni Muslims. Iran are Shiite Muslims. We don't have to get into the weeds on that. It's a terrible division that goes back over 1,000 years. People kill each other. When you see a mosque bombed in Afghanistan, it's a Shiite mosque being bombed by Sunnis. So a lot of these people feared Iran, and they just thought, well, if the United States is going to be better to us economically, we're going to do the right thing. I think that should be part of our diplomacy in every Muslim country in the world. Okay, we are going to trade with you. We're going to treat you well. But I'll tell you what, you had better recognize Israel and our allies. Do not threaten Europe. Do not threaten Israel. Do not threaten the United States. We don't want to see mobs walking down the street shouting death to America. We're not putting up with that. And, you know, I mean, the fact is, everybody in our foreign policy establishment in both parties over the years has thought, well, maybe, you know, we don't want to be so clear about our exertion of power. Why not? Why not? The only way to defend democracy is to defend it strongly. The only way to defend democracy is to defend it strongly. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump Jr. continues to disgrace himself. I don't know why I even have to say that. You can assume he has disgraced himself just by mentioning his name. You saw that tragic shooting on the movie set in New Mexico where Alec Baldwin was handed a live gun. I was told that it was a cold gun, and he points it to the camera and shoots, and he kills a terrific, terrific person, Helena Hutchins, you know, really a very up-and-coming producer in that field. It was disgusting. That has got, there's real negligence down there. Well, Donald Trump Jr. is now selling T-shirts to make money. The T-shirt says, quote, "Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people," end quote. Trying to make a joke out of a tragedy and make a few bucks. The guy knows no shame. And you know what the sad thing is? When they do presidential polls right now in the Republican Party only, okay, not independents, not Democrats, Trump comes out on top by a country mile. DeSantis will come in second. But Donald Trump Jr., believe it or not, is not far down at 4 or 5%. 4 or 5% of the Republicans think that Donald Trump Jr. should be on the ticket for the Republicans in 2024. That is absolutely degraded. That is absolutely insane. And it's very, very hard to believe. But this guy cheapens even Donald Trump Sr. The two of them do nothing. They cheapen everything they touch. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.